Simon & Schuster Audio presents Nexus Zeros, Book 3 by Scott Westerfeld, Margot Lanigan, and Deborah Biancotti. Read by Amber Benson.
Chapter 1. Bellwether.
"Don't go anywhere without me,"
the guard said with a laugh. The door slammed shut and Nate was alone in the interrogation room. He sat at the long table, staring at his shackled wrists. The handcuffs looked different today. The metal was a duller shade of gray than usual. The mechanism of the lock a little larger. A scrap of change in the dark ocean of sameness that was Dungeness Federal Prison. Nate sighed, let his hands clank back to the table. The worst part of interrogations was waiting for them to start. They always brought him here an hour early and left him alone. To his right was a one-way mirror, but he felt no attention leaking through. Not yet. There was no clock, only the patterns of the prison stretching away in all directions. A shimmering grid of desperation felt through concrete walls. This place was designed to enforce isolation. No common eating area, and the inmates were brought to the exercise yard one at a time. At first, Nate was worried the feds had learned how to starve crowd powers, until his lawyer told him that all Supermax prisons were built this way. They couldn't let Nathaniel Saldana form a gang, after all. He was a terrorist as well as a murderer. Some days it felt like his power was withering. His tendrils of charisma, hungry for obedience, attention, worship, spent the long days seeking a crowd to influence and found nothing but stray wisps of connection. The Supermax was a concrete and steel labyrinth, with locked doors at every junction, but in Nate's mind it was a desert dotted with broken souls. Sometimes he thought about flipping his power inside out and disappearing completely, but the cameras would still see him. The doors would still be secured by implacable machines. Even in this locked room, Nate was shackled to the table. Invisibility was no escape. He needed to charm his way out in front of a judge and jury, which meant keeping the bellwether half of his power alive. He waited, hoping for an audience. At last, the door opened. "You always look so happy to see us," Special Agent Solon said. Nate couldn't hide his relief. His interrogators had brought a crowd, along with Agents Solon and Murphy, a new guy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?